wait a minute. Hold up. Hold up, Super Dave.
Break it down, Tom.
Nah.
It's your vacation day. No, Tom.
Now, look here. Look here.
What?
I
now
you're
going to tell?
How am I going to start out Friday off without a man dance? I need a man dance partner. Somebody needs to come. Super Dave?
What you doing?
Let's go.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
Come on, Super Dave. Shake your shoulders. Shake your shoulders. Yeah.
Look at David shaking his shoulders. Go, Dave. Go, Tom. Break it down, Tom.
Get it, Tom. Super Dave. I heard you were dancing.
Who knew he had it in him, Mrs. Super Dave?
Super Dave. Break it down, Super Dave.
Go, David.
Come on, Super Dave. Cut it right there, Super Dave.
It's just not the same, is it? Nobody can measure up to your man dance, boo.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's a special thing y'all got going on.
Yes,
you know.
It's very special.
He's in New Orleans. And,
New Orleans got a hold of him.
I'm sure
he'll... Ate too many oysters.
Preparing for the weekend.
All right. Rohan Marley.
Yes.
Now, which one is his? This is the one that, this is the Marley that is the father of Lauryn Hill's?
Mm. Yes.
And?
Okay, he's supposed to marry a Brazilian model.
Mm-hmm.
And the wedding to the Brazilian model has been postponed.
Mm-hmm. Till they
yes,
take
it has.
Some things.
Hmm.
Take
yes,
care
it
of some
has.
Things.
What things needs to be taken care of?
Oh, Isabella said, wait a minute.
How many kids?
Six. I know he say 5 years, but you got to take the sixth one by default. You can't just leave baby number six. I mean, baby number six, that might as well be yours. Long as you've been with my mom, Isabella read that letter Lauryn Hill wrote. Isabella said, that's the same stuff he been telling me, wedding postponed. I was wondering where he got all that out of society stuff. She's not marrying him. He said, we going to wait and see what kind of time we looking at.
You know, she came back to society over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She performed in Philadelphia.
She better keep on performing. She need to do everything society need her to do to get internal revenue, their money.
It was a concert featuring the Roots,
mm-hmm.
and she came out on stage unannounced and did a show. She's back to being a member of society, I guess.
Well, she got to. Tax troubles will do that to you.
But Isabella Fontana said, I had 2 kids. I'm definitely will not be Octomom. I'm not doing that wrong. I wanted to smoke some good weed. You know what I'm saying?
Hear some stories about good.
Yeah, see, she wanted to hear some stories about his daddy, find out about being a Rastafarian. She didn't want to be all these kids. She said, no, wait.
And the possibility of all those kids coming to stay with them while.
Over the summer.
Over the summer. And she had her own 2 kids
while she's inside.
Yeah, and she could be in jail for 3 years.
Yeah.
And then she might get out of jail and decide, you know what, I'm going out of society again and leave the kids there forever. Isabella said, I'm not going for that, Rohan. You nice and everything, but nope, you got too many kids. I got 2 kids that don't even want to meet your kids. That's what their kids said. Isabella's kids said, I don't want to meet none of his kids.
The Olympics. Remember Michael Johnson. Michael Johnson with the gold shoes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And fast man.
Very fast. In an interview, he says that the reason he's so fast is because he's a descendant of slaves. And slaves are better athletes. And then all of a sudden, everybody got all upset.
I mean, I can believe it.
Yeah.
It's not hard to believe.
Yeah.
I mean, I guarantee you Tom Harriet Tubman was like Flo-Jo. I put money on him. I wasn't nowhere near it, but I guarantee you Harriet Tubman had, and it was a lot of Carl Lewis's out there, too.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of LeBrons jumping up in trees and stuff. I mean, straight vertical.
But the problem is that he said it, but when white people say it, they get in trouble. They get fired. Remember?
They don't need to talk about slavery.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So they cannot address this.
No, they just need to read it.
Only black folks can. Is that right?
Yeah, they, They can, but just quietly, see? They can address it, but just don't come out. Just address it at dinner time amongst yourselves. We don't need to hear it. Everybody wasn't in the back singing. The singing was a distraction, so the relay team could get to going.
Now, they understand you can't call us monkeys. I understand that. You can't compare us to animals or anything like that.
But this whole slavery thing is talk about slavery?
I guess not, because remember Al Campanis? Remember that years ago when Al Campanis, he was a member of the Dodgers family, and he made a comment on, it was like Nightline, and talking about black folks and the breeding and what we can and cannot do. He was fired the next day. And
look at how they're blowing up Chris Rock. Chris Rock
over
had
Independence Day,
right, for the 4th of July, and he said, "Happy white folks' Independence Day. We were slaves, and I'm sure the slaves back then enjoyed the fireworks." Well, then all of a sudden, headlines, Chris Rock talks about slavery. Like, and what's wrong with Chris Rock?
He's a comedian. They act like Eric Holder said it. I'm confused.
But your boy got in trouble, Dominique, when he had to go back and apologize to gay people because of the comments he made on stage. Everybody, if we're going to allow ourselves to say things, then we have to allow other people to say things and have the same right to make jokes and to say things. Where do you draw the line? Michael Johnson is talking about something he obviously thinks he knows about athletes and how our bodies, I'm not an athlete, how bodies of professional black athletes, you know, have evolved over the years and from slavery. Where do you draw the line that you can't make these comments and have these observations? That's why we have social media all the time.
You just drew it. That was it.
Basically,
I don't think so.
You drew the line.
You just drew it. In asking the question, you drew it.
I don't think we should draw the line. I mean, because everybody has these thoughts, and so we're so angry and so quick to jump on people and tell them what they are and what they can and cannot say.
Well, it's got to be a line, right? If not a line, then you got a mess. There has to be a line. There has to be a rule.
But we have given people so much leeway in terms of all of these avenues to talk out and encouraging everybody to speak your mind and everything, and then you're going to pull back?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to. Topics are sensitive topics.
You're asking your question and answering at the same time. It's really not that difficult, Sam.
White people know what they can and can't talk about. Some stuff, just let us talk about it. You wasn't a slave, so don't talk about it.
Talk about it. All right?
Just listen. No, we know what you think about it. We know all of what you think about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, right. When it comes to the way we feel about certain things, just let us express it. It's okay. We listen to everything you express and have to swallow it. Just let us talk. If it's slavery, turn the other cheek.
Turn the other cheek.
Yeah, just let us talk about it. It's okay. You were never a slave. We're going to always talk about it. It's all right.
It's all right.
Chris Rock said what he said about Independence Day. Why are you upset? It's okay.
Michael Johnson said what he said. Why are you upset?
Why are you upset? You call it the Olympics. We call it survival. It's the same thing. Pole jumping, all that. You had to run all this stuff. You ain't never seen no white man fly through the air like Michael Jordan on the basket. When you seen it happen?
You're right.
Have a good weekend, Dominique.
Talk about it.
On Monday, okay, when you come back, Skip will be here because I'm going on vacation next week.
Okay, Tom. I'll miss you, Tom.
All right, Dominique.
Have fun.
Yeah.